We're joined now by Twin Cedars volleyball coach Shelby Miller. It's an interview powered by Hy-Vee on 92.1 KRLS. Sabres just coming off a victory over arch rival Melcher Dallas, 3-2 on Tuesday. Coach, an exciting match that you had to come from behind. You were trailing 2-1 and pulled out the sets 4 and 5. Just, I guess, talk us through that. How you felt the girls responded in that game.
Yes, it was a very exciting game. I was pretty nervous. We kept going up and down. And after we had lost the first set, I think, you know, our girls were just ready to go after it. They were so pumped up in our huddles. You know, I told them after we had lost the first and then the third match, I was like, don't hang your heads low, you know, like keep up the good energy. And I knew going into this that Melcher Dallas would be really good competition for us. So, you know, I tried to remind the girls, like, they're not going to give us this win. We have to fight for it. But, you know, they were on top of it last night. They had great effort, great attitude, just really great teammates to each other. It was so nice having a gym packed full of people there to support them. I think they were really excited to see everybody come watch them. But, yeah, we definitely, it was not an easy win. We had to fight for it. But, yeah, they worked really hard for it.
In the report you gave me after the match, you had a pretty balanced attack up front. I think Chloe French, Amy Mockenhop, and trying to think, I think Kristen Durian had most of the kills. You know, what has made that combination work up there for you?
I think running a 6-2 has been a really good option. We have more hitters in the front row available. And, I mean, Kristen and MJ Smith both did a really good job on the net last night. I think Kristen had 2 solo blocks. So, you know, whenever you get a good block in there, it really makes the other team question their hitting ability and kind of boosts our confidence a little bit. But yeah, they were ready at the net for any ball that came over, which was great. Plus having Chloe French up there, she's not afraid to swing at anything. So it's always good to have an aggressive ball going over the net. And then Amy, not only, you know, setting, but she has been very consistent for us to put the ball over either in a strategic spot or just being aggressive when we need it.
I was talking to you and your assistant, who also happens to be the mother of Chloe French, and I said, it really reminds me of her older sister Jillian, who played last year, the feistiness that has come out of her already. I mean, Chloe's got a pretty high ceiling, I would say, in this sport.
Yeah, she's very competitive for sure, very motivated, which is great to see already as a freshman. And yes, working with Holly has been great also. She's my backbone, you know, she's been very, very supportive, helpful. I mean, and she knows these girls better than I do. So she's good. She's been giving me some good insight since the beginning of the season. But yeah, she's amazing. And coming in, we're kind of looking at this year as like a building year for the program. So she's been very supportive of my mission. And I feel like we have the same vision for what we want this volleyball program to look like, essentially how the girls played last night. It was just absolutely amazing. So,
as a first-year coach and coming in and trying to learn who's who and what can they do, how good is that to not only have an assistant who knows the kids, but the kids to kind of buy into you and, you know, kind of accept you as their new leader?
Yeah, it wasn't always easy. Definitely not always easy. I know with fall sports, it's really tough because summer's over and all of a sudden, you know, like our season started before school even starts. So it's a really small time to get to know the girls before you have to start making playing decisions and throw them on the court. They weren't always open to my new coaching style. I know they've had several different new coaches the past few years. So, you know, I feel for that. I understand it's very difficult and everybody kind of has a different coaching style. It's taken them a little bit of time to warm up to me, but you know, I think they have come around to knowing that, you know, I do care about them. I care about this team and our success. And I truly want them to be the best player. I want the best for our team. I'm very competitive. So, you know, I am hard on them at times because I want them to do better.
Talking to Twin Cedars volleyball coach Shelby Miller on KNIA Careless and the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. Moving forward now, what do you want to see from your team? You got conference tournament coming up, which looks like just by what your standings are in the conference, looks like you might have a good seed. You got regionals coming up. So what do you want to see out of this team, you know, the last stretch run of the season?
Yeah, I am very excited for the conference tournament. I would love, you know, for our girls to come out on top. Either way, we're going to play our hardest. And I think last night was really good for them to build some confidence as we go into these next few weeks. Same with regionals. I'm not sure how the usual pairings go for this conference yet. I'm kind of learning as I go. But, you know, I'm hoping we can get a decent first-round team to play and hopefully move on from there. I'm not for sure in the past couple years where we've gone for that. I think the girl said something about not making it past the first or second round. So, you know, I hope we can just improve by that a little bit and then take it a little bit farther each year.
What are some things that you work on as you get into practice between now and your next match?
We've been doing a lot to work on being a cohesive unit, whether that's just playing it out all together, working on, you know, digging those really hard balls, hitting lines. I mean, we need those connections between our setters and hitters, and communication is a big one. We've been doing a lot of conditioning. We want to stay in shape, and especially, you know, last night went to 5 sets, so that just proves, like, you have to be in shape. You have to be able to keep going. You have to be able to give a good serve, even when, you know, you're tired and we just had a minute volley. So, yeah, we've been working a lot on staying in shape, and communication is so, so important. I know there were a few times last night we were struggling with those out-of-system balls. It was so loud in the gym. I don't know if they could even hear each other on the court. But, you know, just playing out those situations so when they happen in the game, the girls know, like, who should be taking the ball and things like that, so we don't have any breakdowns during out-of-system plays.
All right, well, Coach, best of luck to you. Good to finally meet you after, you know, your string of road games to start off the season.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
But best of luck the rest of the season. And, you know, hopefully you'll have a few more home dates coming up when conference tournament hits.
Yes, that would be amazing.
That's Shelby Miller, Twin Cedars volleyball coach. This interview has been powered by Hy-Vee on 92.1 KRLS.